So if that was at all useful for you, then you can play around with that perspective. If it wasn't, let it go. We can take some time to check in.
Were no thoughts, it was so receptive in a sense because of the sound. There were no thoughts at all. It's just very easy, very easy.
Yeah. And if there are thoughts, I hope you could get a sense of just seeing them passing through the sky. No roots, no home, nothing to get rid of. The Tibetans have this expression I love, that if you simply allow and open to that spaciousness, thoughts just self-liberate. They just unwind on their own.
Yeah, I had a lot of thoughts, but just like you say, they were self-liberating all the time. But sometimes they would stay, and then there was an emotion also, more body sensations. But then that would also kind of pass through, and it was just a very, very, very beautiful show, and yeah, the mind was very beautiful.
Yeah, that's an attitude that I really love. It's just seeing the whole show. You know, you don't have to create the program. You just kind of settle back. It can be quite relaxing. I hope you got just a sense where you can just settle back and allow the whole show to happen on its own. And it's so simple when you have that attitude. Oh, I don't have to do anything.
Yeah, for me the experience was a little bit similar to a very relaxing scuba diving.
Scuba diving.
It's like very buoyant and still and it's flowing.
Mm-hmm. I'm just remembering the there's an old Beatles song that says, "Relax your mind, turn off your mind, relax and float downstream." But you don't have to turn off your mind. You can just float.
I had that feeling I need to be grounded, but it was kind of hop. There was some open space here, every now and then something floating there, especially the sound.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of combination.
Yeah, and so I'm glad you bring that up. You know, this whole meditation is about creating a spaciousness, but sometimes the spaciousness can turn to spaciness. And so if you do play around with this attitude, and even in the walking or throughout the day, just being the space of awareness, it's also really good to be grounded as well if you find yourself kind of floating off and, you know, drifting around, you know. So and this isn't the only way to do it. It's not like, oh, now you got the secret teachings, the real meditation. But it does, it's another way, just like yesterday, the bringing in the awareness. And at times, you want to create more space in the mind. At times, you want to emphasize being really grounded and connected. And there's many different dimensions of relating to experience. So just to see, and particularly those balanced groundedness and spaciousness as you go through your day. But when you can, if you're pretty much here and you just allow for all the spaciousness, oh, so relaxing. And other times it's very different.
Can I say what helped me for letting everything be and not one thing? Just to allow and accept it all. What hit me also, for yesterday and also today, was first deciding to let it be, and just it was a decision of letting everything happen, and I don't have to grasp or anything. I can just let it be, and then it was starting just feeling I don't have to control my breathing, can just let it be and happen. And after really being aware that I don't have to make the breathing go, I could just let it be, and then it just expanded to every experience. I don't know if you understood what I was trying to say, but it was just letting the breathing happen and the life just happen.
Yeah. Let it be. There's some wisdom in there, isn't it? Speaking words of wisdom. And it's just, you know, I've said sometimes when at the beginning of the meditation, sometimes I say, just allow the breath to breathe you. And like you said, oh, I don't have to control. I don't have to control the breath. I don't have to control anything. And guess what? You really don't. You really can't. Maybe a little bit. But mostly, it's out of your control anyway. So we're spending so much effort trying to control what we couldn't control in the first place. Oh, what would it be like to just let go of the control that we never had and just allow life to move us? And sure, you have some input and you have some say and some participation, but the extra control is extra. Ah. And I'm sure we all know, you know what it's like when you're just kind of really in the rhythm of your life and you're not trying to make things happen, and it's just, you're in the flow, and it's just like life is happening, and you just, you're not trying so hard. You know what that's like, don't you? That's it. Just imagine not waiting for some miracle to happen where, you know, you get into that flow, but just little by little trusting more and more to allow. And this kind of points, direct experience, oh, I can allow in this moment. And then perhaps it kind of carries over in other parts of your life.
I just wanted to join in here. I think here the best things have happened by accident to me here, because when we do this, I try too hard. Like this morning on the jetty, I was waiting for the boys to finish cleaning, and then I'll go and wash my hair. And I was just sat standing there, and it just unfolded.
Yeah.
By accident.
That's it. Yeah.
Just waiting.
Just there. But one teacher says, awakening happens by accident, and meditation makes you accident prone. But you don't. It's in the just in any moment. Any moment is just as good as any other moment. It's in that relaxing that things reveal. Yeah, Kim?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever tripped like I just did. No, really.
We'll put you in the brochure.
And I have experience of from my youth of all the drugs and everything. And it was really, really amazing. And I'm still shaking from it. It was good to come down. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't spaced out. I think that's the big difference. And I just wanted to say, because the thing that struck me already yesterday, but it was the accident thing and also the surrender thing. To my mind, it comes the word surrender. And it's like I'm in the practice, I may be trying, and I hit the wall, and I hit the wall, and I hit the wall, and then at some point I can't do it anymore. I just have to give up, because there's no way.
Yeah.
I'm not getting anywhere.
Yeah.
Like this. So I just realized there's nothing I can do, and then, boom. And yeah. Now I was just...
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. It like a wave of... something, I don't know how to describe. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter, and I know it's gone, but you know.
But you know that experience, and just having gone through that, maybe a little bit more, you can trust in the letting go. I know you say, oh well, then it's gone, and but there's a part of you that knows. Experientially, oh, I can trust. It's all about trust and surrender. That's, you know, the second noble truth. There is attachment is the cause of suffering. The third noble truth, letting go, is the end of suffering. And what do you need? You need to trust and surrender that you can surrender. And just like you said, when you get to that point, you're trying and trying and trying, and then you finally say, I give up. Look at those words. I, giving up. The I is surrendering. And look what happens. Okay, so now if you're sitting there saying, I don't get it, it's absolutely okay. it doesn't mean anything. It just means that at this point, right now, this just didn't connect for you. It's fine. The Buddha said, just be mindful. Okay? So even if it's just lifting your foot and putting it back on the earth, or sitting here, one of my teachers, Joseph's main teacher, and one of my main teachers, Menindraji, used to say, if you sit and know that you're sitting, the whole of the Dharma is revealed. So that's good enough. Just, okay, sitting. Fine. Just lots of different ways to connect. Because mindfulness itself, like we've been saying, is liberating, and it's planting the seeds for that deep